Hello, Nerd Journals. Welcome to another episode with me and DG37. Let's give her a warm welcome. This is where you say something.
Oh. Awkward silence. Yeah, I'm not actually here.
We'll be back after this short message because we're having technical difficulties. Just kidding. Alright, so last time we left off with Artemis and Apollo, the twin gods, siblings and children of Zeus and Leto.
Yeah.
But we didn't get fully into them, so let's review that a bit now. You're really passionate about Artemis's Huntress pack. Huntress pack. It's a cult. Technically, you're a cult no matter who you worship. Any faith you follow is technically a cult. We're all part of cults. Unless you're an atheist.
No, because then you're a part of the cult that you don't believe in any of the other cults.
Oh my gosh. Everyone is in a cult.
Everyone is in a cult.
Just not all cults require human sacrifice.
Everyone's in a cult. You're in a cult even when you're dead.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure, but it might be a different cult.
Yeah, it probably will be a different cult.
Okay, moving away from cults in general, how about you just talk about Artemis's cult that you really like?
Artemis has a cult of all females, so if you're a man and you want to join, that's very too bad, because if you can.
Well, there is technically one man who did join.
There were two.
Two?
Two men have joined.
Yeah. But they all died. Or so we thought. Because yeah. Percy Jackson just brings everyone back to life.
Yeah. Well, maybe not Percy specifically, but...
Right, no, I meant the series.
Yeah. But, yes, so she has this fully female group of young women who are huntresses, and they live for as long as they stay in the hunter's pack, pretty much.
Oh, no, that's not technically true. They just don't age, but they can be killed in combat.
Yes, they can die.
Just had to clarify that. They just don't age. But you can't get stomped on by a giant and then just die.
Dude! Yeah.
That happened in a Percy Jackson book. What? You think I'm just that kind of a psychopath?
No, but that's kind of harsh.
Okay, well, it happened in a book, so...
Yes, I know it did.
Wait, isn't that how Beatrice died?
Beatrice?
Nico's sister?
Bianca?
Yeah, Bianca!
Yes.
Sorry, it's been way too long since I've read the books. What?
Isn't that how Beatrice died?
Oh, I don't know.
There was a Beatrice?
Okay, I'm dumb. Okay, shut up. Alright.
But yeah, if you join the cult, I mean, little group of female warriors. You don't age until time.
And that's true. You can be dismissed from the group.
Yeah. If you...
break the code?
If you... how do I put this in a PG way?
Date a guy without... yeah, if you date a guy while you're a part of the cult, you get kicked out of the cult.
Yep. This is like just if you date.
If you do anything with a guy. Yeah, no. I really feel like it was okay if you were a lesbian.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Just
so, like... you know, you want to be, if you're a lesbian, you might want to join the Artemis's Huntress pack, because, you know.
Lots of pretty girls who can't date guys.
And you get to live until you die.
Wow, well, we all get to live till we die, Austin.
Shut up. I don't want to rephrase my sentence.
You get to live till you get killed.
Okay, fine. You rephrased it for me. I still didn't have to rephrase it myself.
Accurate.
So, anyways, that's 5 minutes on Artemis. Now, let's see how long it takes us to do Apollo. What?
Artemis is... sacred animal are deer.
Yes, deer are amazing. That's also how we get Santa pulling his sleigh. I keep messing that up. How we get Santa with his sleigh being pulled by reindeer in front of the moon. That is inspired by Artemis's moon chariot, and your sacred animal always flies your chariot. So. Her chariot is flown by deer.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's a moon chariot.
Why a chariot?
So, yeah. Okay, anyways, Apollo now. Basically the god of everything.
Pretty much, yeah. That sums up pretty quickly, next.
Yeah. he drives the sun chariot. And he is literally the polar opposite of Artemis, because she is the moon, he is the sun. She is a virgin, he hits on everyone.
He's not. No.
Oh, also, Cupid hates him.
What?
Cupid? What? Sorry. Greek form, Eros. Eros hates him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Apollo is just like, leave the archery to the pros, kid. And then he's just like, you know what? Screw you. Puts a love arrow in Apollo and a disgust arrow in the person he instantly becomes infatuated with. Bye-bye, Daphne.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah. Apollo's most notable child is probably, I would say, Asclepius. What?
Will Solis.
I was going to say Asclepius, the guy who figured out how to bring the dead back to life?
No, it's Will Solis.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm still going to talk about Asclepius now.
He won over the king of death. Nico.
Okay. But Nico is Hades' son.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. The Prince of Death.
Yeah.
Poor okay. best child.
Okay, Asclepius. The guy literally figured out how to bring the dead back to life, and Hades basically sued him for it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God's gotta do what the God's gotta do to bring in the money.
He doesn't get any money.
Shut up. It's his job. It's the only slight piece of joy he gets in his life besides his wife, who's only there for like a third of the year.
And his son, who hates him.
Yeah. And then there's also his three-headed dog.
Oh, yes. Cerberus.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay enough attention to Cerberus, though.
Yeah. Literally, the only thing important about Cerberus is that Hercules kidnaps him.
Yep. Poor Cerberus.
Yep. So yeah, Asclepius basically goes into hiding because he just got sued. And everyone's been using the wrong symbol for EMTs. EMTs are using the symbol for Hermes' staff. Hermes is the messenger god. Asclepius' staff only has one snake. Okay, fix this or we'll sue you. Actually, we won't because we're broke. But still.
Can I sue people in drachmas?
In what?
Drachmas.
Drachmas? In ancient Greece, you could have.
Yeah, but like now.
Well, you would have to convert it to modern day currency.
So no one's gonna like take me seriously if I try to do something with drachmas.
And just go grave robbing, and steal the drachmas out from under everyone's tongue.
Norse mythology, dude.
No, it's not.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. That's both.
Wait, hold on.
No, wait, Norse mythology packs stuff and to burn and give it to them in their afterlife.
Oh.
No,
so,
yeah. Greek puts the drachmas under their tongue.
Yeah, so, we've got a problem.
Yeah?
Drachmas are not worth much at all.
Dang it!
280 drachmas is only $1.
What is the largest coin in ancient Greece?
I'm pretty sure drachmas were the only coins.
So I need a crap ton of drachmas.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay.
Just build a gold magnet and then walk into a graveyard. Give me all your drachmas.
Just go to ancient Greece. Shine it anywhere. I'm sure you'll find a dead body.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, anyways.
Then when I die, you have to give me a drachma so that I can get into the afterlife.
Okay. But, only if I can actually get my hands on one. Oh, wait. I'm pretty sure, U.S. dollars would work now because, this guy just, Chiron just, Chiron, however you pronounce his name. He just wants...
No, Charon.
Yeah, Charon. He just wants money.
But I want a drachma. Oh, I can buy them on eBay.
What?
What? No, continue.
You're gonna buy a drachma off of eBay? You better be getting at least $280 for a dollar.
No, one is $23.
What the heck? What a ripoff! Okay, let's just do Hermes now.
Oh, yeah.
So Hermes is the trickster god, the god of pranks. He's just like... Literally, the minute he was born, he stole Apollo's cows.
Yeah.
And then he's just like...
$350! Oh, sorry.
And then he's just like... Couldn't have been me. I'm just a baby. How could I steal your cows? And then they find the cows, like, hiding behind his crib or something.
Yeah, something along those lines. He ends up being the, god of trickery. Obviously.
Yeah. But also the messenger god because of how quick he is.
The god of travelers? Thieves?
You can find Hermes' statue at... Sorry, I should say you could have found Hermes' statues at crossroads in ancient Greece. Where there was a fork in a road, you could find a statue of, like, Hermes, Circe... Other gods or goddesses of witchcraft?
Nice.
Okay, no, the most... Okay, guys, I'm gonna give you a little tip right now. The best way to do magic, the most powerful magic you can do of Greek origin, alright? You taking notes here, DG?
Yes, I am.
Alright, so, you go to Greece, obviously.
Obviously.
You get a statue of Circe, or at least a picture. Some kind of icon to represent her. Yeah. And you take that to a crossroad. On the night of a full moon.
Uh-huh.
And that's where magic is strongest in Greece.
Nice.
Crossroads
so
on a full moon. What?
So I'm going to go into Greece now.
Yeah, you know what would be awesome? If I could actually get paid for this podcast, and then I could just use the funds to go to Greece.
That would... So what are you putting the money into? I'm going to Greece. You're what? I'm going to Greece.
Just kidding. I'm actually going to Universal Studios.
You choose that over Greece?
Okay. Here's the thing. Modern Greece, not as exciting as ancient Greece.
Touche.
Now it's just beaches and guys with accents.
Ew, wait, what? I myself want to go see the Pantheon. But...
Oh, yeah, that's true. The Pantheon would be nice to see.
Anyway.
Hermes, his symbol is a tortoise. Because why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Because tortoises are the polar opposite of him, so, you know, why not make that his symbol? His sacred animal. But, of course, like we said in the last episode, every god has their own batch of sacred cows.
Yes, he just happened to steal someone else.
Because he felt like pulling a prank.
Does Zeus have his own batch of sacred cows?
What? Oh, now I'm at a crossroad here. Do we go on to talk about Dionysus or Hephaestus?
Hephaestus.
Hephaestus? All right. Hephaestus, the basically blacksmith god and god of fire, volcanoes, stuff.
Yeah.
Also horribly misfigured, the ugliest god amongst us. Among
that's
them.
Amongst us?
Yes, because this is Among Us now. Just kidding.
No, this is not kidding.
Okay. Oh, also, I need to put this disclaimer in this video here somewhere. I said six down, six to go in as part of the title for the next or for the last episode, but some of the gods discussed are not actually Olympians. Hestia stepped down from her throne so that Dionysus could take a seat, and Hades was actually never a part of the Olympians. He's just a god that most of the Olympians hate. And so it's actually more four down, six to go.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, back to Hephaestus. So goddess of love, most beautiful goddess apparently ever, depending who you ask.
Don't ask me.
Yeah, don't ask me either. But Aphrodite, so they're like, everyone is fighting over who gets to marry her. Pretty sure even Zeus was throwing his hat in.
Yep.
And so they're like, hey, we'll just give her to the ugliest person here so that no one can be jealous.
No, what it was Hera got upset, and then she noticed that Hephaestus wasn't saying anything.
Yeah.
And so she said that Aphrodite should marry Hephaestus, and yeah, they got married.
Yeah. But, like, Aphrodite is always cheating on him with Ares.
They broke up, actually. Not Ares and Aphrodite, but...
Yeah.
Hephaestus.
Yeah.
Caught her in a gold net.
Yeah. They were both, naked.
No, almost. Well
yeah. They were in their underwear.
Okay, it depends on what story you read.
Yeah, that's true. So many variations to mythology.
Yeah.
So, Cyclopes are also the best kind of blacksmiths. So Hephaestus works very closely with them, even though Cyclopes are claimed all to be the children of Poseidon.
He's a lot of kids.
No kidding.
Anyway.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that he is crippled is, did we mention the fact that he's crippled?
Yeah, I think so. I said he was horribly disfigured.
Yeah. When he was a baby, Hera threw him off Mount Olympus because she thought he was ugly.
Yeah. Hera is not a good mom.
No, Hera is not a good mother.
But
Zeus
she is
not his father.
What?
Zeus isn't his father.
Zeus wasn't his father? What?
No. He doesn't have a father.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's just Hera. He doesn't have a mom.
What? Hera is his mom.
Yeah, I meant he doesn't have a father. In Greek mythology, Hephaestus was either the son of Zeus and Hera, or he was Hera's Parthenogenous child. He was cast off Mount Olympus by his mother because of his deformity, or in another account, by Zeus for protecting Hera from his advances. And that's according to Wikipedia. Okay, let's see what this word means. Parthenogenous. Producing young without...
there is a way to do that now.
Asexual
reproduction. Females can get pregnant with their own bone marrow, and the only gender that can come out of those pregnancies is female.
Female. Ha! Yeah, but the gods can change their genders, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, logic? Question mark, question mark?
No, wait, what?
I don't know. Yeah, okay. But, okay, Hephaestus is great, though.
Yes. I don't know his sacred animal, though.
It's like my... okay, let's think about this. If I'm the son of Athena, my father is Zeus, but my mother is not Hera. His mother...
Oh, his animal is a donkey.
His mother is Hera. Oh, yes, donkey. Wait, donkeys were also Hestias.
Well, maybe they have both.
His animals are it the makes sense for both of them. Donkeys make sense for both of them.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me try to do some family tree stuff here. Okay. If Hephaestus's mom is Hera, but Zeus is not his father, and my mother's father is Zeus, but Hera is not his...
Okay.
So they're step-siblings, which makes him my... Step uncle. He's my step uncle.
Oh, okay.
Got it. Haha, I win.
But you're trying to figure out how he was born, and I'm like, no, I just explained that.
No, I was trying to figure out how we're related.
How? Okay.
He's my step uncle.
What is he? He's like. He's my uncle? No, he's also my step uncle. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's also my nephew. My step nephew.
Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't work.
So does that even out to him being your step cousin?
I guess so. Because I can't be his niece. And his aunt.
It's hard having two godly parents when there's so much incest among them.
Yeah. Anyway.
And anyway, that's our time, folks.
Yeah.
So, we gotta come... So we went from 4 to 5 to 6. Okay, now we're actually 6 down, 6 to go.
I have to get off, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got an episode, so...
Yay!
Adios, peoples. Boy.